Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my Lord unto Seir. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Only the gold, and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. Awake, awake, Deborah! Awake, awake, utter a song! Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man, his wife, and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if ye return unto him. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light, and the way wherein they should go. That they were graven with an iron pen, and led in the rock for ever. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. I would lead thee, and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners, and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So dost thou lead thy people, to make thyself a glorious name. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed in the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. Of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are brass and tin and iron and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver. As they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in mine anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead they traded in thy fairs. And Huzzab shall be led away captive, she shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her as with the voice of doves, tabering upon their breasts. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. And this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Tation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. For if he forgive men their let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, take him, and lead him away safely. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive every one that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite! Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? For kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.